This is Your County with North Yorkshire County Council on Stray FM. Now, there's been a lot in the news recently about cases of child sexual exploitation, but what's being done to try and prevent it happening in North Yorkshire? Here's Dallas Frank, who's manager of the Safeguarding Children Board, to tell us more.
We had a conference looking at CSE in the context of other vulnerabilities, so vulnerable, exploited, missing, trafficked young people, and that conference had 220 plus delegates all looking at kind of the current issues around, as I say, trafficking as well as CSE. And there's a multi-agency audience, so delegates from health, from education, from the voluntary sector, from police, from the local authority, and you know, a number of organisations. What we also did at the same time is locally we invited businesses to be a part of a further campaign to raise awareness. You'll be aware, I imagine, of the national campaign, which is the Say Something If You See Something campaign, which was put together a year ago by the National Working Group, in which the North Yorkshire Safeguarding Board have been supporting for a year. And as part of that kind of National CSE Day, we've relaunched that locally. And Safeguarding Board partners have visited more than 39 businesses in the Craven area to talk to them about CSE and about how they can help in the fight against CSE, what the indicators are, what to do with that information. And clearly, if they're worried about a child, then they make a referral in the same way, or they, you know, contact the police or the local authority in the same way that you would expect. But if there are other kind of more low-level concerns, what we're encouraging businesses to do is to give that information to the National Working Group so that we can understand some of the things that go on locally. We also have, as part of the Safeguarding Board, some vulnerable, exploited, missing and trafficked local groups where we discuss some of the local intelligence around CSE and other vulnerabilities.
I know the message from the Harrogate Community Safety Group, just one organisation, was very much don't put the blinkers on and pretend that these things aren't happening in places like Harrogate, because they are, aren't they?
Absolutely. I think that there isn't anywhere in the country that there aren't issues and young, vulnerable young people who have the potential to be exploited. I think that's certainly the case. I think one of the national difficulties is we don't know what we don't know. What we do know is that where we know that children are vulnerable or exploited within North Yorkshire, the service that they receive from the local authority and child protection services or child in need, the multi-agency response to that is very good, and we know that. What we need to find out and what we need to do more work around is being able to prevent, being able to deter, being able to work as a group of multi-agency organisations in the community to raise awareness from local businesses around some of the indicators, as we said before, making sure that they understand how to give us that intelligence, and that we then use that intelligence to develop our strategy as we move forward.
So lots of businesses already on board with this, but I suppose the more the better.
Of course, absolutely. And if anybody, as a result of kind of this programme, is interested in that, www.safeguardingchildren.co.uk, and we have information on our website with regard to the work that we're doing around child sexual exploitation, missing young people, trafficked young people, it's all on there. But also my details are there, and I'm very, very happy to speak to anybody from any businesses that have, or any other organisations that have any concerns, and to help them to find a way to move that forward. Or if people require training, we have online training, which is free training. Anybody can access that. Don't have to be from a business. That can be a parent, potentially, if they're interested in looking at that. We also have classroom training, again, which is free and available to book via our website. There are other resources on there as well in terms of the National Working Group and resources that businesses can use, so posters, the things that you hang on your door that say do not disturb. They've also got information around, you know, if you're concerned about people booking rooms and it seems uncomfortable, you're uncomfortable with it, then you just need to say something. What we know is that often lots and lots of organisations, lots and lots of different individuals may have a very small piece of the jigsaw, and to them that may seem very insignificant, but actually if we're able to get all those pieces together, then the pattern or the picture that might emerge from that could be very significant and can assist our colleagues in the police and in other organisations to pursue and to deter and to disrupt exploitation of young people in our area.